With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour of wonderful listening. Several times over the past year or so, we've invited listeners to suggest their favorite hymns and anthems to be included in a special edition of the program. So today, we'll enjoy another wonderful program consisting of hymns and anthems suggested by you, our faithful listeners. Favorites have poured in from all over the country, and we'll hear great music by Herbert Howells, Jane Marshall, Edgar Bainton, Alice Parker, and many others. We'll begin with an old chestnut of a hymn, To God Be the Glory, suggested by David in Andover, Massachusetts, and performed on the Crystal Cathedral organ by Frederick Swan. The men of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir sang Mack Wilberg's arrangement of the hymn, Brethren, We Have Met to Worship, requested by Sandra in Rochester. And we began with the hymn, To God Be the Glory, performed by organist Frederick Swan at the former Crystal Cathedral. Probably one of the best-loved anthems of the 20th century Anglican repertoire is Herbert Howell's setting of Psalm 42, Like as the Heart Desireth the Water Brooks. Spence in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, suggested it, and we'll listen to the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, directed by John Scott. Christopher Dernley plays the organ.
Oh,
Like as the Heart from a set of four anthems by Herbert Howells was performed by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. John Scott directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The next selection on our listener favorites program is probably in the top 10 list of many choir singers. Jane Marshall has been a force in church music for decades as a composer, conductor, and teacher. She made a name for herself with her very first anthem, composed as a 26-year-old, singing alto in the Highland Park Methodist Choir in Dallas. Her anthem, My Eternal King, was suggested by Ken in Clemson, South Carolina, and David in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. We'll hear it sung by the choir of Shadyside Presbyterian Church in Pittsburgh. J. Christopher Pardini directs. The choir of Shadyside Presbyterian Church in Pittsburgh sang My Eternal King by Jane Marshall. J. Christopher Pardini directed. Toby in Little Rock, Arkansas, and Sandra in Rochester both asked to hear the hymn Be Thou My Vision. We'll hear it in a gentle arrangement for choir and harp by the legendary Alice Parker. The Princeton Seminary singers are led by David Whedon. Kathleen Bride plays the harp.
Thank you.
The Giannini Brass played the chorale tune Mit Freuden zart. It's often associated with the hymn Sing Praise to God Who Reigns Above, which was suggested by David in Andover, Massachusetts. Earlier, we heard the Princeton Seminary Singers as they performed Alice Parker's arrangement of Be Thou My Vision. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Another standard in the Anglican repertoire is Edgar Bainton's anthem on Texts from Revelation, And I Saw a New Heaven. It's gorgeous and expressive music and is a favorite of Dyson in Webster, New York. The choir of the Cathedral of St. Philip in Atlanta sings, directed by Dale Ottleman. David Fishburne plays the organ. Brian Jones led the choir of Trinity Church Boston in Bob Chilcutt's touching setting of God So Loved the World, which was requested by Quinton in Utah. Earlier, the choir of the Cathedral of St. Philip in Atlanta sang And I Saw a New Heaven by Edgar Bainton. Dale Ottleman conducted. John Bell from the Iona community in Scotland has contributed a number of new hymns that have found currency in many churches and denominations in recent years. And many are based on folk tunes, such as our next selection, The Summons, Will You Come and Follow Me? We'll hear members of the Cathedral Singers as they perform.
Will you come and follow me if I but call your name? Will you go where you don't know and never be the same? Will you let my love be shown? Will you let my name be known? Will you let my life be grown in you? Will you leave yourself?
Kenneth Dake led the choir of Marble Collegiate Church in that beautiful setting of the hymn Abide With Me, arranged by Greg Jaspers and suggested by Bill in Rochester. Earlier, we heard members of the Cathedral Singers in the hymn Will You Come and Follow Me, the Scottish tune Kelvin Grove, with words by John Bell. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. George C. Martin succeeded John Stainer as organist and master of the choristers at St. Paul's Cathedral, London, in 1888. He, like many others, must have been inspired by the vast space of that great cathedral, as we'll hear in our next selection, a setting of the Fos Hilaron. Hail, Gladdening Light was requested by Jack in Chestertown, Maryland, and we'll hear it sung by the choir of Grace Cathedral, San Francisco, led by John Fenstermaker. Christopher Putnam plays the organ.
Thank you.
Hail, Gladdening Light by George C. Martin was sung by the choir of Grace Cathedral, San Francisco, led by John Fenstermaker. The death of American composer Stephen Paulus in 2014 robbed us of a wonderfully creative voice, especially in the realm of choral music. His anthem, The Road Home, has taken on a special meaning since his passing as it pairs the shape note tune Prospect with words by Paulus's frequent collaborator, Michael Dennis Brown. A particularly beautiful performance of the piece is given by Conspirare, under the direction of Craig Hella Johnson. John in Houston and Miriam in Rochester listed it as a favorite. The Road Home by Stephen Paulus was performed by Conspirare, led by Craig Hella Johnson. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice as we've listened to music chosen by you, our faithful listeners. I hope you've enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be meaningful and uplifting. As with each of our listener favorite programs, many more requests came in than we could fit into the allotted time, so be sure to stay tuned for a second helping later in the season. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producers for the program are Andrew Croucher and Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.